Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy. Mike, let me ask you something.
Yes, Don.
As you look around this room.
Yes, sir.
Do you observe anything?
This room in particular?
Yes. Any ideas come to you?
No, I really haven't gotten anything.
Keep looking.
God, our manager is truly a jackass.
Stimulating conversation, though, when he asked me about the restaurant business. I always enjoy that.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And, of course, I think he was shocked when I stood up on the chair and went, no. No, I don't. But there is nothing that prepares you for a day like a meeting with management. It always gives you that extra zing.
How'd that work out?
Oh, it's great. It's like it always does. It's a little glass of wine, a little light repast. And then a gentle kiss on the cheek at the end.
Toe touching. Yeah. Eventually, it's toes on crotch doing the whole under-the-table foot sex thing. With
yeah,
you
the
and,
flash dance scene.
You and Michael Hughes.
For those of you that might not remember Flash Dance, it was a fabulous scene in which they were eating lobster and she shoved her foot into his nether regions.
I remember.
Well, I understand it was, from everything that I hear, it was a very good meeting between Mike and Michael Hughes. However,
always a pleasure.
However, I will say on behalf of Mike, what an insult. To be sitting at a table at a restaurant and for Michael Hughes to say to Mike, look around now. What do you observe? What can you make a bit out of?
No, do you get ideas from my restaurant?
Ah. Oh, is that what he's asking you about the restaurant?
Oh, it's a restaurant thing.
I thought it was a radio. He's asking you about.
No.
You're kidding. He was asking you about the restaurant?
He said that. Yeah, do you get ideas for your place? That's when I stood up. I said, no.
Screw him. God, he's dumber than I thought.
But the thing that was frustrating for me is that after a hello and a hello and a warm embrace, he expected me to participate in the entire meeting in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Now, how the hell am I supposed to do that? And I will say he did order the tortilla soup.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not lying there. That's one of the true things.
Ding dong diddly dias.
Buenos dias.
All right. Well, you're psyched up for a great day of work.
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready to go. Revved up and raring to go.
Listen, Johnny Normand.
Hi.
Producer of the week. Hi, John.
Oh, producer of the week? Cool.
Well, that is a promotion from producer of the day.
Michael Hughes backs that up, John Normand.
I'm taking it as such.
One more weekly contract.
I have noticed that we've not received anything new from the Belcher for almost a month. And I thought about that loser that called us the other day about the whole MySpace thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there was any validity to that since I've not seen any new material from the Belcher.
No validity to that whatsoever. I spoke to him recently, and he's fallen on some hard times. He's not feeling terribly funny.
Oh.
And he said once he gets back into the swing of things, he will get back to doing the crank calls.
Fallen on hard times?
I'd rather not be specific. He asked me not to be.
Uh-huh. What a shame.
We wish him the best.
Did it have anything to do with uneven rocks?
No doubt.
Is there anything we could do, a radiothon or anything to help him out?
I think he's going to be fine.
What's up? It's time we brought back the radiothon, Don.
Is this physical or financial?
Mental?
Again, I'd rather not say.
Oh, boy. You value him, don't you, Johnny?
You're scared of him.
No, I'm not afraid of him.
We're all afraid.
Write
it
down, then. Can you write it down? You can trust us. Write it down.
Right.
Come on, really. Scout's honor. Scout's honor.
Scout's honor.
Scout's honor.
Really rather not.
Please.
He doesn't trust
please.
Us.
God, please, John, I don't know why you're so afraid of this man.
I'm not afraid.
But I swear to God, who I believe in, I won't even make a veiled reference to what it is. Please.
Promise?
I believe in God.
Okay.
Herpes.
No,
he didn't even write anything down yet.
He didn't write anything down.
Hey, Montgomery liked it.
How you doing, Montgomery?
Hope he's okay.
Hey.
Great.
Great.
It still stinks around here like Matt.
How long does it take to write this down?
Yeah, I guess it was rather involved.
Might be a long story.
This is I'm waiting with great anticipation now.
I hope he's okay.
Belcher taking a couple of weeks off, I guess.
BFD. Look at this.
Let me see.
Well,
I agree.
That's it? I am
but
so disappointed.
Asked me not to say anything.
I am so very disappointed.
You're kidding me. Well, I'll take. Well, no, I swore to God I wouldn't, so I won't.
Yeah, swore. You swore to God. Yeah, I didn't swear. Oh, look at that look, John. I'll honor that.
You know what? John is afraid of the Belcher.
You know, the only reason I'm not saying anything is, and it's not that big a deal. We can say that. Is I do value the Belcher's wonderful contributions to this show.
And his friendship.
And his undying friendship.
Well, I bet we could help him out. This is not a life-altering thing that happened, a life-ending thing.
John, I know you don't want to stay on this subject, but is he a sensitive sort?
Yeah, I would say so.
Artiste.
Okay. And then, you know, there was a couple other things that went with it, and you know, again, he just asked me not to say anything.
What if we wanted to do like a charity thing for him?
I'm not sure how he would feel about that.
Well, can you ask him?
He's not online right now. As soon as I see him, I will.
Might be a pride thing. But
when you say you see him, you mean you'll see him online?
Yeah, he'll pop up when he.
Is that the way you when you're online all the time? Is that the way you say it? I'll see him.
Yeah, you see his icon pop up.
Oh, I see him.
Bing. Hi there. I'm your buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. You know.
Well, we love his stuff, don't we?
Yep. Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. Getting back to it, he just says he's not feeling terribly funny right now.
Oh,
well, that doesn't stop me and Mike from coming in.
Five out of 7 days.
Thanks for nothing, John. Well, being as we have no Belcher tape to go to,
watch this. Hold on, if you don't have one, here we go.
Let's just open with a theme song.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high.
Hi, Andy Dick.
It's another great day for drugs. It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Andy
it's
Dick.
Another great day for drugs.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend's cat just died.
Uh-huh.
So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you.
Drug voice.
It's very nice.
Bad drug voice.
You think
but
so?
But not as nice as drugs.
Don't take this personally, but, I mean, you have no talent.
All right, now to start the show. Let's get a real introduction for us.
A couple of guys who are clueless about what it is to be gay in America.
Get down, get down.
Yeah, baby.
Well-implanted breasts caught my eye immediately.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Secrets of male arousal.
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Welcome to Politon.
Peter North.
Is everybody happy? Jungle Boy.
Very happy. Extremely happy.
Faggot.
You're like, hey.
No, Gary Clarkson.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
I say you are alive.
Hey now.
What not?
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
What glorious goo.
That's for Matt. You know what he looks like.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right. He's so gay.
That's so gay.
I'm mocking you, dork.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are. We're pretty good.
They're great.
You say so. Now, here's Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
great show.
The show is great.
Funny show.
The show's going to be funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wah. So good.
So good.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Feel it. How you doing, little brains? Don and Mike Show. Sure, happy it's Thursday, everybody. Check out those initials. It's a bad word.
It is.
Phone number, we gave it out. It's the same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, hi. I was just calling because I was wondering where that it's human waste, save some for me came from.
That came from Rosie O'Donnell's blog.
That's her voice?
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
What she craves.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Write it down.
Thank you.
You didn't seem convinced.
Write it down, sir.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Thank you.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is. It's Charlie.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you today?
Good, Charlie.
Tom Gavin.
Charlie.
Tom Gavin.
Charlie.
Tom Gavin.
Charlie.
Hello. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Good, Charlie.
You've never called this early.
Yeah.
You're my friend.
Watch it.
You're my friend.
Hey, what?
How's your brain?
What? It's good brain.
Where's that happy, happy music? Okay. I just continue.
Where's the happy music at?
Yeah, we're going to get the happy music, Tom.
Where's the happy music at?
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had nothing.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes,
he's
you did.
Retarded. Watch it.
He's mentally retarded.
No. No.
Hey, Tom, can I sing a song for you?
Go ahead.
I got a brand new friend. I got a brand new friend.
Tom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Disqualification. You cannot say the F-bomb, Tom.
Where did that come from?
F-bomb Tom.
Brings it out of him, doesn't
That's
it?
That's terrible.
Wowsy woozy.
Wow. Such hate spewing out.
He said F-super Dave, and he said the entire word, you know, like fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sakes. Well.
I did not expect that.
Is this happy music?
I love Super Dave.
Not exactly what I'm looking for. Let me try.
Cut
number two.
I think
okay.
This is what you want.
Ah!
That's happy.
Ah, that's right.
I love Super Dave. He's my main man.
I know you're all wondering. Departure time, 9:54 a.m.
Today. Congratulations.
The house... clear.
Wow. You know what you should say? The house is yours.
Yeah.
You've taken back the house.
All of the guests have left the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
All of the sheets will be cleaned. All of the rooms will be fumigated. All of the walls will be painted, stripped and painted. We're going
to
tear up the carpeting.
Yeah. It is yours.
We're actually going to just tear down the entire house.
You're raising the house?
We're going to build a new house that has only one bedroom.
And incidentally...
so that no one can ever visit us again.
When they're tearing something down, why do they call it raising? Good question. I've never known the answer to that question.
It's like raising the dead. Raising devil.
You're ready to raise the devil now that they're gone, aren't you?
Raising Cain. Raising Arizona.
You're king of the raisings.
And if you want to just have a play on words, raisin in the sun.
Oh, you combined raising and raisin.
That's right.
Raisin. You dropped a consonant there.
It's terrible. Horrible.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, all the Don's family is gone.
And, hi, Robbie.
Raise comes from the same root as erase. R-A-Z-E. They come from the same roots.
What makes a Nazi?
Get rid of.
How does he get that way?
It's that incredible fine German education.
You know, we're very efficient. Thank you. I'm Jesuit educated.
Razor.
Just
you.
Like Mr. Liddy.
Thank you, Herr Spiewak. So we had a very nice night last night.
Good.
Largely fueled by the fact that everybody knew that it was coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I wasn't uptight. Jan's mom.
Everybody was on their best behavior.
We had a very nice cookout, a very nice dinner.
It was Christmas Eve.
Got up this morning, and I guess I almost overdid it a little bit. At one point, And we were doing a lot of talking this morning. You know, I get that way when it's like time to leave. Mm-hmm. That's when I feel like, oh, gee, I've not hardly said anything at all. Yeah. So I'll stand there for a good hour and just talk and like get everything out of my system,
right,
and just barrage someone so that when they leave, they can't say that I haven't talked to them, because sure, by the time they leave, they want me to shut the frig up because all I've done is talk. So I was talking and moving bags around and helping straighten up things and getting all the stuff together. And Jan pulled me over and she said, would you stop being Snoopy? And I said, what are you talking about?
Snoopy?
And she said, have you ever seen the cartoons when Snoopy's really happy and he's dancing around?
Oh, that's Snoopy.
She said,
a good Snoopy.
She said, yeah, she said,
that's not like a private eye Snoopy. That's a dancing on your... That's a dancing on top of your doghouse, Snoopy.
She said, just chill out. Yeah. Just chill out. Try to keep it in your pants.
Well, I'm sure you were the gracious host with the most last night.
We had a nice night.
Go when ahead. Did you know for sure that the departure was going to be today?
When I walked through the door.
Perfect.
When I walked through the door.
Perfecto.
Got a little hug and got the nice whisper. They're leaving in the morning.
There you go.
Said, beautiful.
She knows you, doesn't she?
I said, that means I'll be joining you for dinner.
And I did. Otherwise, you were going to eat in bed. Otherwise, you're going to have a TV tray up in the bedroom.
With his hands.
In my cave.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Sure. You know, sure. I'm an artiste.
Well, what a wonderful visit, wasn't it?
Sure was, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It ended a 2-month time when apparently the vacancy sign.
2 months.
Seriously.
2 months of guests.
2 months. Never again. Never again. So they're gone. Goodbye.
Good for you. Never forget.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
I think you handled it admirably.
Now, listen, really, this Michael Vick thing, I don't want to start the show on a downer. However, how many of you are like me and you heard the story in great detail at some point yesterday about, and I'm not going to say alleged, but because when you get indicted by the government, you know, they got like a 95% win ratio when the government comes against
you. They do very well. But hey, but you got to remember, in this country, innocent until proven guilty.
Right. Listen, here's the thing. I can't look. Shut up, you. I can't look at Mike Vick now and not think of a dog being tortured. I mean, I don't know if I'm okay with dogs fighting, and I'm not going to get into that argument with people today about a cultural thing about where it's acceptable and where it's not. I don't know in any regard where it's acceptable to take an animal and electrocute it or beat it to death or shoot it or hang it. And I went home last night, and I saw my dogs, my German Shepherd, Colonel Klink. A lot of people think the German Shepherds are big, nasty dogs. Mine is not. He's a pussycat. And Jan's dog, who is in our family now, is a little bulldog.
The bulldog.
Named Oscar. And he is thick and he is tough, but he is equally gentle and loving.
Well, and you also know how close they are emotionally to human beings. I mean, yes, they really are. They have amazing feelings. They truly do.
And I found myself last night laying on the floor, and I was with Oscar, with the bulldog, and the German Shepherd was laying about 3 feet away. And this thing was on ESPN News. And, you know, it really struck me at that moment that this is not like a guy, you know, like Kobe Bryant. Okay, so he banged a chick that wasn't his wife. You know, then it became a he said, she said thing. It's not like a guy with a DUI who maybe could or couldn't hurt somebody. This, to me, at least emotionally, is getting to the level like of someone hurting a kid. Mm-hmm. Because you think of a dog as a defenseless animal, and I'm really sick of this, of the double speak from the NFL about this.
Mm-hmm.
That, like I said yesterday, what they have said is that if you get in trouble, we don't care if you're found guilty or not. If you stink, we reserve the right just to kick your ass out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big Mike Vick fan, but this breaks my friggin' heart and makes me think that he is just a thug among thugs. Because I was watching a piece last night on the NFL channel, and they showed this guy in April being interviewed at the draft when they called him up to New York to call him on the closet about this, call him on the carpet about this. And he said, got nothing to do with it. I don't know anything about it. You're going to see a brand new Mike Vick. Everybody's going to love me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
He's low keying it. He is really, Even now, you have to get back to the alleged, though, because I mean, you no, can Mike, use
I'm
that as a defense.
I'm tired of saying that. I know, but you know what I'm saying. Listen, you could everybody knows.
You still have to show remorse, though. You still have to show a proper amount of remorse. And what you're reflecting on here is the fact that he didn't show any remorse at all. And he hasn't shown remorse while this has gone on. In fact, he hasn't even alluded to it. And that's, I think, what's pissing a lot of people off.
I mean, wouldn't it be easy to stand up and say, and I know he's being told by lawyers, don't do anything. And that's a problem as
well.
Yeah,
if he came out and he said, hey, I'm really sorry that I was involved in dogfighting, that, you know, with, well, there we go with a great American legal system that has nothing to do with, you know, what's right.
Or like in any other situation, you think when something like this happens to one of these jerks, why don't they just stand up and say, hey, listen, I didn't have anything to do with that. And because he's not done that, I don't know, man. It just it sours me on Michael Vick.
How about the legitimizing of the dogfighting in general that you're hearing where, oh, this is, you know, kind of a tradition in certain areas of the South. You can't go into this neighborhood without seeing a dogfight.
I don't know.
Well, that still doesn't make it right. And you know, all you have to do is, you know one dog in your life and you'll know that this thing is wrong. This is as wrong as it gets. This is the decline and fall of the Roman Empire when you condone this kind of stuff. You can't do it.
I mean, really, it really bothered me last night. I was playing my dogs thinking, you know, and then.
Why is he dicking around? Why is Roger Goodell dicking around at the NFL with this thing?
You know why? Because Mike Vick, hello, here's what it's all about. The almighty dollar.
Well, that's
because
sucks.
Mike Vick has a $100 million contract. Mike Vick is a hell of an athlete when he wants to be, and Mike Vick is a hell of a draw.
Well, it
and
sucks.
That's why.
I mean, this is when you, you know, if you're changing the, you know, the code of ethics and behavior in the NFL, you're not making a really good statement by letting this one slide.
You know, I have never.
And you don't have to be indicted. I mean, you don't have to be convicted to be suspended in the NFL, isn't that right?
No, listen, right. The Falcons could very easily do what they did with what the Buccaneers did with Keyshawn Johnson or what the Eagles did with T.O. Now, you know what those guys did? All those guys did was be asses. Mm-hmm. All those guys did that was say that they're the greatest, and the team said, ugh, we can't stand you anymore. Take your money and go home.
You know, we talked about Michael Vick.
Why don't the Falcons do that? You know why they don't? Because he's too scary talented.
Yeah, well, you know, that we talked about this yesterday with Michael Vick. Take Michael Vick out of it. What I really hope happens with this, I mean, really, is that there is a little bit more of a spotlight put on this thing that I didn't know anything about, dogfighting.
In every state.
I had no idea that it was this prevalent. And, man, this is, I mean, really, this is horrible stuff. You know, look, you can say all animals are animals. No, I'm sorry. There's something different about dogs.
Right.
Even, I'm sorry, even cockfighting, which they've had in South America and Mexico, and that's been all over the place. This is just astonishing to me. I mean, man, what do they say? Man's best friend. And you're having dogs trained to fight to the death,
and then the losing dog gets hung in front of everybody, or shot, or electrocuted.
Estimates say 40,000 people in this country are fans of dogfighting, and that it can be found
in every
state in the union.
All right, well, look, now, so you got to look at that relatively speaking.
Right.
This is a country of 300 million people.
Right.
40,000 people.
Right.
40,000 idiots do that.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and just say. The 40,000, I'm sorry, you got to have people that are going along, that are cowards, that are not enjoying that and not digging that, and that are going along because there's peer group pressure and there's all that. You know, that's what happens with all horrible things that happen to humankind.
And the thing about Mike Vick is, Jesus Christ, I think I alluded to this yesterday, but I feel so strongly about it today. I'm sorry to lecture about this, but I'm a guy that idolizes these football players to a certain extent because I like football so much.
Even when they put you down.
Yes, Jim McMahon told me to F off, and I loved him. Right. I am a fan of Mike Vick, no doubt about it. I have been infatuated with him. I think he is a tremendous talent. It disappoints me to think, I don't think about money I've spent or items I've got or games that I've watched. It's just, you look at the guy and you think, God, he's so fantastic, and that I can't picture the same guy shooting a dog, shocking a dog to death, beating a dog's head with a piece of concrete. I look at Michael Vick, and really, I went upstairs today, and I have a whole bunch of Michael Vick stuff.
I remember when he was coming into the league. You were as excited about that as anybody else. You thought he was going to be the next big thing.
I thought I could do something very ceremonial, like bring it in and burn it. But you know, that's a stupid thing.
That's jive radio.
That just is jive. So it's in the garbage. It got taken away today. Had a helmet, Christ, a couple of jerseys of his, a ball that was used in a game, all of them personally signed by Mike Vick. Threw them all away today.
The systematic torture of animals like that is just it's mind-boggling to me. How you can sit there, I really do believe. I'm sure there's some sadists that truly get into it, but I guarantee you there are a lot of people that go to that thing that are probably just
maybe I'm going to have just a cart of eggs on my face when Michael Vick is found innocent of all charges, and I threw away all of my valuable Michael Vick memorabilia.
Well, this is one of the things they said in the NFL when they're putting down the new standard of behavior is, guilt by association sometimes. They want these guys to distance themselves from some of these things. And if you've got more money than Jesus Christ, you can live the life the way you want to live it.
I think it comes down to, as far as being a fan, what your personal morals are. I will accept a lot from these douchebags that I look up to who play these games.
Sure.
Like I said, Kobe Bryant. All right, so he cheated on his wife. So a guy does some drugs. So, even a guy drinks and drives. I'll say it. There's a lot of things that these guys can do that we will let them not get away with, but they'll be punished for, and we accept them back.
And they can come back, and they can straighten their act out, and they should be given a second chance.
However, this to me, and this is what it finally came to, this is like murder. This to me is like Michael Vick.
It is murder.
Michael Vick is charged with killing a bunch of people. That is how strongly.
Well, there's a big difference.
I know they're animals.
People are innocent. I mean, dogs are innocent.
Yeah, even.
I mean, really, dogs are innocent. Right. I mean, they really are. In most cases, I mean, yes, you're going to have wild dogs. You're going to have dogs that go bad. But in most cases, dogs have to be trained to be this aggressive. I mean, it's so sick. It is so sad.
And I'm sorry to be a downer. Everybody's been screamed out about this, and I'm sure most of you feel the same way. It just is heartbreaking on so many levels to think about animals being tortured like that.
Well, there's so many other outlets, too, as far as gambling. Like, for example, cat fighting. I'm sorry.
That's acceptable.
Actually, it really isn't.
Now, cat fighting. Now, you want to talk about a tougher training job.
Oh, are you talking about women or actual cats?
No, I'm talking about real cats.
That's an. I thought you were talking about like chicks.
Oh, that could be a. Yeah, well, that's the sideline.
That's always fun.
We're for that. Fighting. Yeah.
Try to train a turtle.
By the way, Michael Vick has apologized to the owner of the Atlanta Falcons this afternoon. We don't know the exact wording of his apology. Word is the NFL from ESPN says the NFL will let him play for now.
And I really have to say, Michael Vick also is going to draw attention to this. And I hope that everybody's going to say, there are more important things. You know, there are more things that we have to deal with. But really, this is something I would like to see
a little law
enforcement scrutiny on, because, it's got to be easy. I would think it's got to be pretty easy to track this stuff down. Mm-hmm. You got to have a lot of people. It's kind of done in an arena setting. It's a social event. You can eliminate this. It's time to.
You know,
clamp
I say
down
to those cats that are, and by cats I mean the fellas, the chaps, the guys, the thugs that are into this. You know, no matter what your color is, white, black, yellow, whatever, you like that kind of entertainment. At least in my world, here's how I would condone it: you do it yourself instead of the dog.
Yeah,
you fight a guy to the death. And,
or get in there with the dog.
And well, no, that really isn't fair sometimes.
I think the dog's going to win.
We're smarter than them.
Yeah, we can run.
And we would run, and we would use knives and guns and stuff.
No weapons allowed.
It's going to be man on man. Mm-hmm. If you really feel that way, fight some guy. And then when he beats you up, you have to be killed in front of your friends.
I heard someone trying to make a parallel between boxing and this dog fighting. And I said, it's called free will, man, and it's not to the death. But let me tell you, I said this yesterday. This is the direction that we're going in. When it's not enough, when you're getting the stuff that you got to see on the internet now, it's not enough. We're not satisfied. We're not sated, and we're going towards that direction where, what do we have to see now? We got to see the fight to the death between people. We've got dogs now. Let's do it. Let's do it between people. I know we'll have to do it in a secret place. And throughout history, that's been done also. Mm-hmm. People fighting to the death.
Anyway, Mike Vick, you know what he did? So what Buzz is reporting is now he apologized to the multi-million dollar owner of his team.
Arthur Blank, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He apologized to the Monopoly man.
Right. Well, the thing that's got to happen, and I know you say you'll cut other guys slack for doing other things, but there is an opportunity here, as much as I hate to say it, for Michael Vick to turn this around and be an advocate and go the complete opposite direction.
I disagree. I am, and this is not something that I
well, it's going to happen whether you want it to happen or not.
When this story started to leak out, I don't know, 3 months ago when we had JB on one day, and I was just
in April,
just asking him anything to talk about. It was bubbly. I've thought about it since then, April, May, June, July. I'm sorry, man. I don't think that guy, he does not have the class to deliver my garbage, to pick up my garbage, much less be a quarterback of an NFL team. Seriously.
But you have to admit one thing, and I don't care how disappointed you are in Michael Vick, no matter what the circumstances, he can either choose to completely go in the opposite direction, or because you know he's not going to go away. You know that, right? He's probably not going to go away. Unless, of course, he does jail time, then that might be it for him. But if there is some kind of plea agreement or the trial doesn't result, don't you believe that Michael Vick is going to be around? And I would rather have Michael Vick, if he's going to be around,
I think
stand up and speak out against this crap.
If he cops to a plea, he's out of the league.
Okay.
If he is indicted, I mean, he has been indicted.
My butt.
At least that's my feeling about
it. But I think if he stays in the league, he's got to take a stand on this stuff.
Yeah. Two more nuggets, by the way, on that subject. The ASPCA has applauded the indictment of Michael Vick. That can't be good for him. And Nike, meanwhile, one of his endorsers, has come out with a statement saying they are reviewing the information.
Oh, very brave.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nike this morning was saying they're still coming out with the new V shoe because somebody said this, give more street cred.
Yeah.
Some shoes.
I love that. I love it when I hear that.
Yeah. Now, even if he does come out when all the dust settles against dogfighting, it'll still ring shallow because it'll obviously be something to, put a Band-Aid on his image.
Right. Don't you guys think, though, this is what this is? And you talk about how you revere these NFL players, and I feel the same way about baseball players. We're both sports fans, but the fact is, when you look at the real facts of it, so many times you're still dealing with guys. They haven't become men yet.
Mike, I don't care.
They haven't become men yet.
You know what? BFD. I am sorry. And you know why I blame
him? I'm not apologizing.
Let me just say
this. I'm not apologizing for Michael Vick. I'm talking about the nature of sport itself. I'm talking about the fact that one of the things that I'm not saying that we have to cut them some slack. I'm saying
this could have been about like a Taylor Hicks.
I know.
I'm saying it's anyone. What you're saying is anyone with immediate success.
Yeah. What I'm saying is I'm not apologizing for Michael Vick. I mean, if you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. What I'm also saying I'm saying we need to reevaluate the people that we put on the pedestal in this country because you are dealing with these people that are in sports and are in entertainment. You've got Paris Hilton. You've got these people. And you're dealing with, in many cases, people that are really aren't developed yet as human beings. They haven't matured yet. I really believe that. I think you're dealing with people that
are kids.
There's some people that actually do that.
Here's where the fault lies. Where is Michael Vick's mom? Where is Michael Vick's dad?
Good question.
Right there is where it is then.
Right.
And I don't want to hear that he came from a one-family home, whatever.
Well, you've got many, many exceptions to the rule on both sides of the equation. You have many, many guys that can be 21 years old, get a, $17 million contract, and all of a sudden they behave, they are role models, and they help society, and they do good. Then you've got the other side.
I just want them out.
The money.
I just want them out.
But do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, this does speak to the whole thing that we put people on pedestals They're kids.
If he had done this to a child,
right,
you would not be offering him the same.
You are completely
amount of
you are in totality missing what I'm saying. You're not even listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I am not apologizing for Michael Vick. I am totally with you on Michael Vick. You are completely right. I am also saying that we in this country, the way we revere and put these athletes on a pedestal. I think everybody, look, it's going to happen. Nothing's ever going to change about that. But the fact is we need to take some time to think about who we put on these pedestals.
Because this cycle has already started.
I know. It's been around longer than you and I have been alive.
Right. And it is the cycle now of.
But don't think I'm defending Michael Vick. I'm not justifying that behavior. I'm saying, this is going to happen again and again.
I thought you were still talking about your thought that he could somehow come back and turn it around with his image and be a spokesman. What I'm saying is,
no,
I want him gone.
Well, you might get your wish, you might not. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with him? You never know. We'll have to see. That has to do with the NFL and the justice system. I'm saying that we put these guys up, we hold these guys up, as icons in society, and then I think we forget the fact that really, in many cases, especially these are young guys.
Well, then
that haven't grown up yet.
Well, then, like I said, then you got to go to his mom and his dad,
right?
Or his grandma,
or somebody that's
whoever raised him. They did a sucky job raising him. Yeah. His brother's a thug too. His brother's in trouble all the time too.
Right.
And the thing is with Mike Vick, I don't care if a guy's a thug. I really don't. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Ray Lewis in Baltimore.
Right.
A huge fan. Guys can have transgressions and can be forgiven sins. I'm walking proof of that.
You're saying this particular sin is one you are not
unpardonable.
Prepared to,
right? Yeah. Unpardonable. In my heart, I look at I look at him now on TV, and I think, oh, you broke my heart, you bastard. You bastard. You killed dogs. You killed dogs for sport.
Right.
You're a multimillionaire, and you did this because you're bored. Why didn't you just do what everybody else did and do drugs and drink? Why do you got to kill dogs?
Well, are you ready? And now, hear me out here. Are you ready for a positive, though?
Sure.
I mean, really, I do hope the positive that comes out of this is the fact that law enforcement on every level will put this under the microscope. And yeah. we'll try to, you know, obviously, crap always goes on. You're never going to stop anything, any kind of crime, no matter how, you know, dastardly it is. But the fact is, I hope that this does alert, you know, society that this stuff is going on, and that we bust a lot more of these dogfighting rings. Because you know what? Did you even know about the prevalence of dogfighting even before Michael Vick?
Never heard of it.
They just put it on the map. Yeah. This absolutely put it on the map.
I mean, I've always heard like about fighting dogs.
I heard that there would
that thus and thus breed is a fighting breed.
I heard that there would be guys that would fight their dogs like in the backyard, that type of thing. But I didn't know about all this fight to the death, and you have people come over and you train them for it, and
gambling.
It's this big gambling
right,
money.
Right.
I mean, I hope that, you know, I hope that law enforcement goes a long way in busting these things up.
Screw them. I mean, really, seriously, screw them. And he went
screw to Michael Vick. Not law enforcement.
No, Mike Vick. Right, and then he went and he apologized to Arthur Blank. Uh-huh. Well, thank you. And you went and rubbed the Home Depot ring. If that guy had one iota of class, Mr. Home Depot, Mr. I'm the greatest thing, I've resurrected the franchise, sit his ass down.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Mike Vick, guess what? Come back and play when you're cleared of all charges.
Well, I love sports, and I'll never stop loving sports, but it does, once again, make me aware of the silliness that, you know, if I was to walk up to a famous baseball player who was, you know, half my age, less than half my age, I'd be like a little schoolgirl, and sometimes I think that's a little dumb. Yep. Here's this guy that can, you know, that can hit home runs.
Mike, and, I agree. And you know what?
It's a little silly that we put these guys, and we do as adults, too.
That is exactly how I felt today. Well, I got a hefty bag out, and I'm thinking, I'm throwing away jerseys.
Right.
And a helmet and a football that I had kept for what reason? Because what? Because I thought he was a cool guy?
No, you love the sport. You love the NFL. And you know what? Don't let that diminish, you know, your love for, because, you know, I do believe what was said the other day by Tony Dungy on this show, that 99% of the guys, you know, in the league, you know, try to do the right thing. I really do believe
sure.
that.
But the deal is this, the bottom line is this, that Atlanta traded their backup quarterback to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, you know who their quarterback is right now, if it goes away? Joey Harrington. So, the only reason that they're even... I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons. They don't care about the image of the franchise, what people think, doing the right thing morally. I guarantee if they had not traded Matt Schaub, that owner would be standing on top of the Georgia Dome today saying, I have decided to tell Michael Vick to take the season off.
I don't doubt that.
They don't have a backup quarterback, so of course they're going to say, come on back.
And it does depend on the ownership, doesn't it? It really
sure does.
Depend on the ownership. And, you know, the ownership are just like the players. You got good ownership, you got not good ownership. You know, they're not all saints in the NFL. Just because you own a football team doesn't give you the moral high ground.
And like I said, they proved that down in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Keyshawn Johnson was just being an ass, and they told him to go home.
Yeah. Right.
Like I said, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but it bears repeating. All Terrell Owens did was act like a jerk.
Be a jerk. Yeah.
And the Eagles send him home for the rest of the year.
Right.
I'm telling you, as a Michael Vick fan, throw his ass out of there. That guy killed dogs. And don't tell me alleged. Ah, please. He's guilty. I can smell it.
Well, they've done that.
Smells like baby vomit.
They've suspended other players.
That's so gay.
Looks like baby vomit.
It looks like.
They have suspended other players for a lot less.
Yeah. Sure have.
They have. And that's the standard we're talking about here. So, I mean, it's time to
and
it's
that's
to put
the
up
difference
or shut up.
Is that the guys that have been suspended are not $100 million players who just had their star backups traded away because the team was so sure that Mike Vick was going to be the man.
And incidentally, when you're talking about guys in their early 20s, you know, you got to remember, before we, and this is in general, when you're talking about athletes and entertainers and everybody. I mean, when you talk about, you got to, you know, let's just think a little bit. You're talking about people that, you know, I remember when I was in my early 20s, I did stupid things.
And Mike Vick, now that I think about it, Christ, he's close to 30. He's been,
has he been in the league that long?
He has been playing at least 7 years in the NFL. I don't know how many years he went to college.
You know, and it's hard to.
He's not a kid. He's not just some kid that came off the turnip truck.
No, that's 210 in dog years.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Jesus.
He's right.
God, Rob.
What makes a Nazi?
There goes Rob.
How does he get that way?
Just how I'm thinking.
Well, you know what it is also, and you see in a lot of these situations, you know, white, black, yellow, green, it doesn't matter. You see a lot of these younger guys that are pandering to their social group. They're pandering to their group of friends. That's when they get into trouble. That's when a lot of stuff goes down. You see it with players that can't cut the ties to these guys that lead them down.
They all think that they're an entourage.
Yeah.
They really do.
And really, any group, I've always said this. I've said this to everybody. Any group, no matter what group you're in, any group that travels in a pack, you got trouble happening.
Right.
You're going to have trouble. People in packs.
We travel in a pack.
If we travel in a pack, do we behave well?
No.
We behave as badly as we behave during the year when we travel in a pack. Mm-hmm. You know when I used to see it? When I'd go down and golf down in Myrtle Beach. And I'd have like my, I'd be, you know, staying down there with my family, and I'd have a single tee time. And I'd be pulling into the golf course. And you know what would be in front of me? One of these effing vans with 16 guys piling out. And I knew I was in for a really long day. Mm-hmm. Because it's a pack of men. A pack of men. They could be 20s, 30s, 40s. They're behaving badly.
It's the best behavior, the worst behavior of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What is up?
And first of all, Don, you're 100% right on Michael Vick. I got to give you props for that. Michael Vick's 27 years old, by the way.
Right.
And
he's an adult.
That's right. Sure is.
Yeah, and, you know, you said it. You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, if he had been caught, say, DWI or getting a speeding ticket or something where you can go, okay, boys will be boys, you can brush that under the rug. But this, you're absolutely right. It's probably the most disgusting thing. But this one question, you're probably knowing a little bit more about football than I do. If the Falcons did suspend him or put him on a unable to perform list, well, could the NFL Players Association come back and say, oh, no, you can't do that legally?
No, because they've already proven that they've done it with Terrell Owens, right, and they've done it with Keyshawn Johnson.
And the team can do whatever they want.
That's right. That's why I'm saying this guy Arthur Blank is a super duper deluxe phony baloney.
And you threw out all your stuff today, right? I mean, all your jerseys.
Yes, I did.
I threw out all my VapoRub. All of it.
Why?
And some Vicks.
Lozenges.
And my Formula 44.
Trash cans full of
all the fine products.
I get jokes. I really get jokes. Vicks. I forgot he's got business. He can go back to the old family business.
He doesn't need the NFL.
Well, that's why he was raised so crazy.
Right.
His parents were busy making all those great cold supplies.
Yeah, they were. How could they straighten him out? They were always high on menthol.
Yeah, but they could breathe great.
They never had a sinus problem. Not in that family. Not one little bit.
Joe, is this true?
Yes.
Joe. This is serious for Joe. Joe, now listen. Joe is an animal lover.
Yes.
A dog lover, big time. Mm-hmm.
Mike, besides Weed and his dog,
his beagle,
and his wife,
his other dog,
what does Joe love more than anything?
He's got two dogs. He's got a beagle and another one.
Besides his wife and his dogs and his weed, what's next?
Beer. Yeah.
What kind of beer?
Miller Lite.
He drinks it like tap water, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Because we understand.
Joe just emailed this to Miller Brewing. Dear sir. Am I to believe that the millions of ad dollars Miller Brewing will spend to promote the NFL as an endorsement of the actions of the kind of behavior that Michael Vick is currently under indictment for? I look forward to your answer. Remember, I can always drink Beck's or Heineken. Please use your influence to ensure that players like Michael Vick are discouraged from being allowed to participate in the NFL. Sincerely, Miller Beer Drinker,
Mr.
Joe Ardinger.
Wow.
That is a standard.
And I like the fact that he didn't specify Miller Lite. You know, you can get all the products, Genuine Draft.
No.
Highlight.
It just says the Miller Brewing Company. Uh-huh. You sent that, Joe?
Absolutely. That's how you get these people to listen to you. They will get rid of Michael Vick tomorrow if you threaten their accounts.
Yeah, that's true. And, Joe, you have two dogs, right? What's your other dog? You have a beagle, and what's the other one?
Well, the beagle I gave back to his foster family, but then I got Roxy, the terrier.
Terrier.
I got a parakeet, two fish.
What?
And I guess that's it.
Very good. And all of them up until now have been Miller Lite enthusiasts.
Oh, yes.
Joe has a parakeet.
Sure he does, Rob.
What's your parakeet's name, Joe?
Kylie.
And you know when the parakeet falls asleep, you need to open a window, right?
That's right, except I have electric heat.
Canary in a coal mine.
Wasn't referring to heat, Joe. Maybe another kind of smoke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I just want to say I completely agree with you with throwing out the merchandise. I mean, it's just I read that same point with you today as well. And that same mentality for me carried over to the Chris Benoit story as well, you may remember. And it's just you look up to these guys for a while, you know, and when they do these horrific things, it's just hard to get that out of your mind. And
well, go up to your medicine cabinet and get your cough drops out of there.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's easy to go with Smith Brothers. They still make those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
But, Mike.
Halls. There's a fine product, mentholatum.
Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah, hello. Those are good ones. Ricola!
And I'm not going to buy my crafts from him anymore at Michael's.
Michael. Oh, you went too far, Rob. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Of course he did.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike. That's what
he lives
and
for.
Rob.
The time has come
he
to go
lives
too
to
far,
go too
Don.
Far.
He does.
These are desperate times.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, Don, I could not agree with you more. This whole thing with Michael Vick, I mean, I really admire the guy as an athlete, but when I heard about this thing with the dogs, it's like I have a black lab sitting right next to me in my truck, and I just can't believe what somebody can do to an animal, especially with a guy like Michael Vick, who you respect as an athlete, and for him to go off like this is just totally unbelievable. It's just appalling, and I totally agree with everything you say.
All right, thank you, my friend. You know, and Mike, you said it's the athletes. I think I would feel this way if it was... let's say if it was Chris Rock.
Oh, I said the same. I said entertainers, too.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Rock, or if it was Jesus Christ.
Matthew McConaughey. I just had to throw that out there. Since we're on a negative subject and we're talking about people, I just thought
I would love it if Matthew McConaughey would kill dogs.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if it was Matthew McConaughey instead of Michael Vick?
Then there would be no national debate. It would be a referendum. It would be an overnight decision.
What if Carrot Top was involved?
Gone.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Death row.
He'd be on Fox TV tonight being eaten by dogs Carrot Top.
You wouldn't feel the disappointment you're feeling right now.
No. God damn.
It would be fantastic.
What if it was Sue Palka?
Then we're dancing.
Yeah.
Then we are absolutely having a party.
We have to talk.
We're having a hanging party.
What if Sue Palka
be fantastic.
What?
What if Sue Palka fought?
She could. There's not a pit bull in America that could fight her.
Sue Palka would win any dog fight that Michael Vick arranged.
Right.
I'm telling you.
No betting, though.
Sue Palka from Fox Channel 5.
How about Sue Palka goes head-on-head against Megan McGrath?
You throw a kangaroo in there, and I'm watching. I'm serious. You've seen that footage where you got a kangaroo who's got the boxing gloves on?
Yes, yes. Local news anchors. How about local news people fight kangaroos? Is that entertainment?
There's a show.
I'm watching.
Fantastic.
I just hope JC doesn't get her wig knocked off. You know, baby, private instant message from me to JC Hayward. Okay. Hey, Rob, where's some of that Barry White music?
Because I know you're fond of her.
I love J.C. Hayward.
He is in love with J.C. Hayward.
I always have been.
For a long time, yeah.
Hello, baby. Hi, J.C. How are you? I watch you in high def, baby. Every day, 12 noon on Channel 9. Let your natural hair go, baby.
There you go.
I hate when you wear those Wheezy Jefferson wigs like you had on today.
Get it together, baby.
Baby. Right on. Let me see what you got under that wig.
What kind of message is this? This is a message of love.
This is a message from a man who's a lifetime viewer of the noon news on Channel 9. I used to say the same thing to Bob Dalton.
Bob Dalton, P-bills.
Bob Dalton.
Let your natural hair go. All three of them.
No, JC had her one of her King Tut wigs on today.
Was she wearing a turban with it?
No, she didn't have a turban.
I like it when she wears the turbans.
You know, actually, after we spoke about it on the air for a while,
Someone
at Channel 9 went to JC Hayward and said, hey, take that wig off and just wear your regular hair.
Right.
And she's quite attractive with her regular hair.
Sure.
And as far as Topper's concerned, I'd like to see him wear a skinhead wig. You know, one of those rubber numbers. Sure. And put all sorts of different, like, patchy patterns of hair on it. I think that would be delightful.
You think he's still feeling all good about himself for being in that smash movie, Evan All? Evan Almighty.
Well, it might have been this weekend when I was looking in the Washington Post. Pixie. It might have been, did you see when they put the picture of Topper next to Steve Carell?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. There is a similarity.
They kind of look alike.
Yeah. Right. They're going to be a new TV comedy called The Weatherman.
And they're both incredibly talented.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's more talented, Mike? Steve Carell or local weatherman Topper Shutt?
Topper. Topper going away.
Who would win in a fight between Steve Carell and Topper Shutt?
Topper.
I disagree. Steve Carell would kick his ass.
Huh. I'm a Topper man all the way. Topper's God.
Would you go see a movie called Topper Almighty?
I would.
I would think it would be good.
Absolutely.
I'd like it.
The World According to Topper.
I'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant man.
And really, with a name like that, why doesn't he get into the confection business, come up with some ice cream products?
Mm-hmm.
Really, the Topper Sundae. Does that sound delicious?
Topper's
really,
top.
Why isn't he associated with Dairy Queen or Baskin-Robbins?
Good question.
Hi, I'm Topper Shutt. I'd like you to try my Topper Sundae. And you know what it is? It's your regular vanilla ice cream with all sorts of toppings.
That's it.
It's a natural fit. See, I could represent Topper. I really could. I could make that man millions based on endorsements alone.
Gotcha.
Topper.
I prefer Pan.
Tony Pan?
Yeah, wait.
Tony Pan.
What, is he going to sell cookware?
He's fantastic. Flutes.
Tony Pan used to be a woman. You know that. He had the operation.
He had that done, and he had his horns removed.
Tony, there are two people at Channel 9.
His horns removed.
There are two people at Channel 9 who have had sex change operations. Kim Martucci used to be a man, and Tony Pan used to be a woman. Check it out, fans. It's in the Bible.
They swap wardrobes.
Fans. In the Bible.
Fans.
I'm telling you right now, fans.
That's right.
It's a fact. It's a friggin' fact.
Fans, check out your fabulous Topper Sundae at your local participating ice cream store.
All right. We got to break everyone. Oh, look at this. Everyone's talking about what? Mike Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Mike Vick. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of fans on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!